From the shadows of the radio towers, this is the Gay PHX Podcast. Your community radio on demand.
It's gonna be a good day. And everything is going to go my way. It's gonna be a good day. The sun is shining bright and it's here to stay.
I'm back. And as the old saying goes, the report of my demise were greatly exaggerated. It's been a month, and everything's changed. Today's episode is a very special one. It's real, it's personal, and it comes straight from the heart. Like, literally. We're going to talk about what happened to me, what I've learned, how we move forward from a brush with death to a renewed commitment to life, love, and this amazing community. Before we dive in, I want to start this episode with nothing but gratitude. To everyone who reached out, who messaged, donated, hugged, visited, or just sent love from afar, thank you. Truly, you gave me the strength to heal, and today's episode is for you. I got to give a shout-out, special thanks to Little Bear for keeping Gay PHX systems up and running throughout the chaos. Bill and Klaus, who launched the GoFundMe when I didn't even know I needed one. Thank you for your love and initiative. And of course, Brian. My husband, my rock, and my reason. There are no words big enough. You were there through every single moment. I love you endlessly. And a shout out to Forrest and Alex at Melrose Yoga. Brian and I made it to their beginner naked yoga this week. And even though I'm still healing, they helped adapt and make me feel supported. It's exactly what I needed. So go check them out, seriously. Now, let's talk about where you can see us out and about in Phoenix and beyond. This Saturday, August 30th, catch Brian and me modeling, yes, modeling, at the return of the Pants Down Bids Out. It's a wild and sexy underwear auction at Pado's Bunkhouse, benefiting Mr. Anvil Phoenix's travel fund. It's hosted by Veronica Savage Rose and featuring the dazzling Royally Grande. It's going to be cheeky, shirtless, unforgettable night. Vendors, DJs, sexy models, and then us. All the chaos that you crave. Then, the following weekend, we're headed to Palm Springs. Join us September 6th for Arizona Heat at Dixon Arenas, co-hosted by the Arizona Men of Leather and Arizona Women of Leather, with demos, DJs, bootblack station, led by Mr. International Leather 2025, Renee himself. You'll see Mr. Adam Newtown Phoenix and our own Ben Calderon, Mr. Anvil Phoenix 2025. Serving leather realness and desert heat. We'll be there repping GayPHX.com, and we're proud to be the official media sponsor for the weekend. Come say hi, give a hug, and party with us. Also, huge shout out to Alback for raising over $1,000 at the last pool party. The money's going towards supporting future events and helping the club thrive. And before I forget, start crafting now for the infamous Anything But Clothes Night coming up Saturday, September 13th. That's right, duct tape, saran wrap, pool noodles, whatever you got. Brian and I are already planning our looks, and yes, it's going to be fabulous. All right, thanks for letting me start this episode with all that love. Let's hand things over to Brian for this week's events. Then I'll be back and tell you the full story about what happened, my heart attack, my recovery, and the lessons I've learned the hard way.
You're listening to the Gay PHX Podcast,
where community comes first.
Hey, hey, Gay PHXers, the calendar says summer is winding down, but in Phoenix, the heat just comes with fewer clothes and way more reasons to be out past midnight. Coming to you live from the shadows of the radio towers, I'm Brian, and this is Brian's Hot 3, your weekly GPS for getting lost in good decisions, questionable behavior, and unforgettable nights. So grab a cold drink and a hot friend, because this week is serving circus queens, stiletto dreams, and underwear flying through the air. Let's go! Thursday, August 28th, 8 p.m., Cobalt, Circus du Sautrey. Step right up, queers and curiosities. The Thursday night tent is up at Cobalt, and the Circus du Sautrey drag spectacular is back in to bend your mind and tease your imagination. It's drag, comedy, burlesque, and barely contained chaos, featuring a rotating cast of showstoppers every week. No clowns, unless they're hot. No animals, unless they're in harnesses, just pure queen circus energy. No cover, 21 plus, please. Friday, August 29th, 8 p.m., Stacy's at Melrose, Starstruck. New show, Who Dis? Starstruck. It's your brand new Friday drag fix at Stacey's, and she is not here to blend in. No cover, no filler, just back-to-back slays from Phoenix's fiercest queens strutting under the neon glow of Melrose. Come early, grab a cocktail, and prepare for wigs to fly, brows to melt, and your jaw to permanently unhinge. Because if you're not starstruck by the end of the night, sweetie, well, you should check your pulse. Then let's see, oh yes, Saturday, August 30th, 9 p.m, Pat O's Bunkhouse, pants down, bids out, and an underwear auction. Things are heating up at Pat O's, and no, it's not the weather. It's pants down, bids out, a steamy fundraiser for a reigning Mr. Anvil Phoenix 2025, Ben Calderon. He just knows it's going to be a night of sweaty bills, cheeky thrills, and someone's screaming, I'll pay 40 for that jockstrap. Expect sexy models, scandalous undies, and crowd-surfing garments, plus vendors like Whiff Stuff and Bedroom Candy, slinging vibes, toys, and treats to spice up your night and your drawer. Bring your friends, bring your wallet, and maybe leave your shame at the door. It won't survive the first round of bidding anyway. And that's your Brian's Hot 3 for the week. You've got queens to tip, drinks to sip, and underwear to bid on. What are you waiting for? Join us next week, same rainbow-tinted mic, same famous vibe, where we'll dive into more queen chaos, more Phoenix nightlife, and maybe a few shirtless updates from your favorite bartenders. Remember, pride isn't a season, it's a personality, so stay loud, stay proud, and keep showing up for each other. And as always, for the latest events, giveaways, and gay glitter in the desert, hit up gayphx.com and plug into your radio. From the shadow of the radio towers, I'm Brian, and that's what's hot.
Want all the details? Head over to gayphx.com, your one-stop shop for queer events, promos, and everything happening in the valley.
New episodes, local voices, big queer energy. Subscribe now to the Gay PHX podcast.
Looking for a reason to smile this summer? Grit pool parties are back.
Freaking awesome!
And Tempe Sundays just got a whole lot hotter. Clothing optional. BYOB. And yes, the legends are true. Whether you're here to flirt, float, or find your tribe, it's all happening at Grit. Spots are limited. Visit gritaz.com to grab yours.
This is what community sounds like.
I'm Daddy Dave, your friend in the fight to end stigma. And I'm the founder of Team Friendly, here today to talk about HIV services. Live and love stigma-free of HIV. Today's world, HIV is very treatable and preventable. So in my opinion, fighting stigma of people living with HIV and testing for HIV is the first step. Whether testing for the first time or living with HIV, care and support are available throughout Phoenix. Share this message with your friends and family. And let them know you'll be there for them no matter what. HIV testing is quick, free, and confidential, and results can come in just minutes. And if someone tests reactive for HIV, treatment helps people live a long, happy, healthy life and keeps the virus undetectable, meaning the virus can't be passed on to others sexually. We are all in this together. All over Phoenix, trusted providers are offering care, connection, and compassion without judgment. Check out the website hivaz.org for more information and to link to a provider. Let's live and love stigma-free of HIV.
More stories, more voices, more pride. You're tuned in to the Gay PHX podcast.
All right, let's talk about what happened. It was Saturday, July 19th, and I was at the Outback pool party at Grit, packed with wall-to-wall leather folk, puppies, sunshine. It was hot. We were having fun until I wasn't. I had just come out of the hula hut and something felt off. I couldn't cool down even after rinsing off in the showers. And I told Brian, we need to go to the ER. Something's wrong. So we got dressed and we quietly left. I didn't want to make a scene. We jumped in the car. We headed to Tempe. And I remember getting in the wheelchair And that's the last thing I remember, to be honest. I lost consciousness. Evidently, I coded three times. They did CPR. They stabilized me. When I finally came to, when they let me awake, it was Monday. I had one of those swan gans, whatever thing down my throat. I couldn't speak. I couldn't move. I was restrained, and I didn't realize it. Apparently, I had been a difficult patient while unconscious. Real shocker there, right? but I had remembered that I'd asked Brian to take me to the ER, so that memory anchored me. Somehow I knew that I had made the right choice, and that helped me stay calm. So even without a voice, I found my way to communicate. I asked for pen and paper, and one of the first things I wrote was, tell Brian I love him. I'm so sorry. You see, this was all caused by something that I did. I mixed Trimix and poppers, and I knew better, but I had convinced myself that because it wasn't, quote-unquote, Viagra, that it would be fine. But it wasn't. Trimix is just as dangerous to combine with poppers. That combination can crash your blood pressure in seconds, and that's what happened and caused my heart to stop. Now, there was an 80% blockage that they found on Tuesday. That's something else. That is my wake-up call about my diet, my food, my stress, and how I treat my body in every day. But I can't blame what happened on anybody but myself. Eventually, the tube came out, and that day, after my first scribbled notes and my voice slowly started to return, I was so, so tired. My body had been through hell. Every breath took focus. Every word took effort. But I was awake and I was alive. And Brian was in the room the entire time. Every moment he was allowed to be there, he was. If he could, he was holding my hand, talking to the staff, watching over me. His presence was everything. By Wednesday, they had moved me out of the ICU and into the cardiac recovery wing, the cath lab. And I was still having chest pain. They suspected pericarditis, I think I'm saying that right, which is inflammation around the heart from CPR, from the life-saving measures itself. I don't know if they shocked me. I think they might have used the panels. Maybe that's why. I don't recall what they had said about that. But basically, I spent nearly a week recovering in that week. And it was hard. I had to do breathing treatments, although that was one of the most enjoyable parts of my day. Walking the halls, rebuilding my strength. At first, I couldn't do anything. The nurses had to help me with everything. And I mean everything. And you haven't truly been humbled until someone else has to wipe your ass. But those nurses showed me what real grace looks like. They gave me dignity when I couldn't give it to myself. And there were bright moments, too. I got flowers. Thank you to the Arizona Men of Leather, to Ricky, Little Bear and Dalen, Josh and Guy. Josh and Guy, they came to hang out. Little Bear was there almost every night that he could be. And Jim from Jim and Don's at Grit, they stopped in to check on me. Y'all made me feel seen. You made me feel loved. You made me feel part of something special. In my time, I binge-watched Stargirl Season 1 and all of Batwoman. Somehow superhero shows just hit a little differently when you're trying to survive. And I was finally discharged, and I should have been relieved, but I was scared. At the hospital, nurses were there to monitor my meds and my stats and everything and watch for any signs of anything that was going wrong. That was all on me and Brian, and I didn't want to put that burden on him. I wanted to be better for him, for us, for myself. But the journey wasn't over. The following Sunday, my right arm started hurting and like bad. The pain was intense, went back to the ER, found out that I had an aneurysm in the artery that they used to reach my heart. Thankfully, no surgery was needed, but they did have to use more of the compression cuff for a few hours. My hand went numb and it hurt like hell, but it worked. Another reminder that recovery just isn't a straight line. And somewhere in the chaos there, someone reported me as dead to my doctor. So when I called for a follow-up and left a voicemail message, she called me back and she literally said, "Who is this?" I'm like, "You called me." That's when she told me that I was reported dead, and she didn't really believe me till she saw me in person. But I'm here, and I didn't survive this alone. So more kudos and thank yous again to Little Bear for keeping GayPHX running, the tech working, and my sanity intact, for hanging out and playing video games with me when I could. And Bill and Klaus for starting the GoFundMe. I never thought that I'd need one, but I sure did. And every single one of you who gave, who posted, who shared, who prayed, who thanked me, who just kept me in their thoughts. Truly, this is like the worst thing in my life and the best thing in my life at the same time. And to Brian, my partner, my husband, my rock, you were there by my side through every breath, through every beep, through every fear. You saved me in ways that I've never been able to describe or I'll be able to repay. This experience has changed me. I'm starting cardiac rehab this week. I'm eating better. I'm done with poppers. I'm focused on healing. But more than anything, I'm committed more than ever to GayPHX, to telling your stories, to building this community. And I need your help in doing it. So before I go, I just want to say this. Thank you. Thank you. From the bottom of my healing, humbled, and still beating heart, thank you. This podcast, GayPHX, only exists because of you. Your support, your shares, your comments, your love. You carried me when I couldn't carry myself. You reminded me that this platform matters and that our voices matter. That even when I don't feel strong, that this community was strong enough for me. So I'm back, more determined than ever. And I promise to keep showing up every week that I can with the stories that celebrate, challenge, and connect us. And of course, if you like this episode, please subscribe, like, or comment. That all helps with the algorithm. Share it with a friend. And don't forget, this Friday night, come find Brian and me modeling at the underwear auction at Bunkhouse. Come bid, cheer, and say hi. And then the following weekends, we'll be out in Palm Springs saying thank you to our friends out there that helped with Arizona Heat, where GayPHX is proud to be a media sponsor. We'll be at the Leather Happy Hour and the Cigar Social on Friday. So we'll see you at Dick's. Let's see here. This Sunday, again, is the final grit pool party of the summer. Like I said, but don't worry, a fall season is in the works. A little preview. I know that there's this like Scream overlay that he's adding, and so it sounds really fun. Think of like a Haunted Mansion overlay at Disneyland. Once again, thank you for letting me share my story and taking the control of the rainbow microphone for myself. Thank you for holding me up when I needed it most. Thank you for continuing to believe in what we're building together, because this is not my podcast. This is our podcast. It's your community podcast, and your voice belongs here. We'll see you next week.
We're together, the sun is bright, and there's nowhere better than by your side.
Thanks for hanging out with the Gay PHX podcast.
Be kind.
Be bold.
Be you.